This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live worldwide broadcast. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. There is just obviously a ton of news from the prisoners being released by Iran, that supposed deal. We've got moves towards Hillary Clinton being indicted. We've got a lot of economic news, obviously, with Walmart's closing by the hundreds around the country and around the world. All of this is coming up. But first, we have to ask ourselves a question. Why is the establishment demonizing new media, patriot media like InfoWars.com and myself? And it's because when you're over the target is when you're getting the flack. Here is a key report by Darren McGreen, and we'll be back on the other side.
Talk show host is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist. Radio talk show host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
His name is Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, the nutjob radio guy.
Talk show host Alex Jones.
A man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Hate speech. Can anything be done to stop the hatred?
I think Alex was the one who took the pro-gun position.
1776 will commence again if you try to take off firearms.
I don't want that man to have a gun.
Alex Jones is a 9/11 truther.
That conspiracy theory comes from the mother of all conspiracy theories. It's an internet talk show called InfoWars.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Dave?
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know it's true.
You're making some very serious allegations against the U.S. government, saying that they stage attacks, they allow them to occur in the United States against U.S.
Let's
citizens.
Let's be classified.
Alex Jones may sound crazy.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
King of the conspiracy theorists.
Deeply, I think, racist.
I just got called racist by MSNBC.
He's considered legit among the crazies.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
Keep shoving lies at your audience, jackasses.
I like that guy.
That is the best.
We have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose.
We have a fog that is suspended upon our entire nation.
The globalists are going to blow stuff up and blame it on you.
But Hillary's the one who runs the cover-up.
Everything you've heard us talk about is now going to unfold in triplicate spades.
This is really good.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
We didn't meet the British at Concord Bridge to serve tea, be tolerant, and see how many guns or what kind of guns they came to take. We met them at Concord Bridge, and we blew their punk-ass brains out.
InfoWars has been able to break every record, infiltrate every operation, blow the criminal cover of operatives more than any other institution out there of freedom. And I'm so proud of that.
The notion that Hillary has somehow been an advocate for women. No, Bill rapes them physically, and then Hillary rapes them psychologically.
I hope the enemies of this broadcast, when you lie about us, when you censor us, when you attack us, when you delist us, when you do that, you're signing on to the other side.
These people are of the devil. Let's be very blunt about this.
Raise hell and demand accountability.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The crowd is now moving forward toward the barrier. The police have been telling everybody they're going to shoot if we don't move back.
They'll be back. Defeat.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not as manly as a lot of the people out there who are going to be watching the Seahawks and the Carolina Panthers coming up here in a little while. In fact, I'm so unmanly that I don't even know who played in the earlier playoffs today. You know, the truth is, I played football in high school. I liked football. I went to Dallas Cowboys games when I was a kid. And I can sure get into a game. I can sure enjoy it. But, you know, when I realized that it's used as a propaganda tool by the social engineers, and that the patriotism you see during the game has been paid for with millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars a year of taxpayer money, and that it's basically fake, when you learn that there's so much incredible corruption and that they're using it as a political bread and circus, a modern Roman Colosseum, where that becomes the manhood of the country. Not men being men, not men being informed, not men being politically involved, not men being fighters for freedom, but a bunch of men that act like men, that act macho, that act tough, but at the end of the day, roll over to every form of oppression and tyranny there is. And to a man, when you're talking to them, they don't care about what's happening in the country. They don't care about what's happening in the world. They think it's weird that you're involved, that you're concerned, that you're informed. But boy, they want to talk to you all day about the playoffs and about March Madness coming up in a few months, and on and on and on, and fantasy this and make-believe that. It's just as bad as teenagers that live in these fantasy world video games where they have mansions and hot girlfriends and Ferraris in fantasy land, not in the real world. They are being targeted by propaganda. It's working on them, and you sit there and explain to them that it's one thing, say, in the 1950s, if you don't take football too serious, to go see your kids playing the game, teaches them leadership, teaches them to be tough. It's great if you're part of the game, if your family's in the game. It's about athleticism. It's about exercise. It's about being manly or about being strong as a woman. I'm all for it. My kids are in swim team and gymnastics and martial arts and tennis, you know, the whole nine yards. I get it. And I go watch them compete. But I don't, when I had friends on the UT football team, when I was in school, I went to three or four UT football games a year. And do you know why I went? I was already on air. I was already anti-sports, but I went because some of my friends were playing on the field. Then it was interesting. So I'm not here judging anybody who's into sports. I get it. I've been there. In fact, even though I've been awake, what year was it that the Red Sox finally went back to the World Series? It's like 8, 9, 10 years ago. And I was working on a film with a director who was into the Red Sox. And so I started at his office working late and then going out to restaurants or bars with him to watch it up to the World Series. But it just took like a month or whatever, but it took over my life. I was calling my wife saying, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm going back out tonight to watch the Red Sox. I mean, I get it, folks. If I started watching it within days, if I started watching ESPN, I would be hooked like a 10-pound bass on the end of a line. Right through my lip. I'm not judging you. I get it. I've been there. But just like alcohol, it's addictive, and when abused, it is destructive. And there's so much for me to talk about today, so much going on, so much happening, so much unfolding. But when you talk about a culture, what is our culture? What made us great? Being explorers, being innovators, being inventors, learning science, knowing a bunch of languages, traveling the world, building economic systems, developing the world we now enjoy. And now these incredible innovators and trailblazers and rugged individualists that are pure Americana, that made us the special nation we were, the exceptional country we were, heads above the rest, shoulders above the rest. Hell, they weren't up to our bootstraps. Beat the greatest empires in war. Beat the greatest empires in innovation. Develop the whole modern world. The whole world's culture is American. And then it got conquered by the social engineers by the 70s completely. They already had great toeholds before that in the newspapers. But when TV rolled around in the 30s and became ubiquitous by the 50s, and people stopped sitting around the table listening to stories from mom and dad about work and about life, kids stopped growing. They became arrested. Development. Because now they were being raised by the television. Now the state and the media was the center of their life. Now there was a Jim Jones cult leader every single morning and every single lunch and every single dinner telling you what to believe, telling you what to think, telling you how to behave. And boy, it knew how to sucker people. The first stuff it put out for a decade or so was wholesome and fun and strong and good and Americana. And people are like, I love TV. That's a big juicy worm on the end of that hook. Yum. But then, within a decade or so, suddenly the males on the shows were idiots. Suddenly the women were the bosses. Suddenly the state had to take your rights to keep you safe. Suddenly there were other messages being brought in. And there we were being desensitized, being controlled, and the systems written countless books, countless university studies, white papers. They had the Stanford research studies. They had others. It was more than seven famous ones where they were able to get 9 out of 10 or more people to murder subjects in the graduate student and PhD programs. Look them up. There are a bunch of famous studies. Just type in famous study where students believe they were killing subjects. And when an authority figure stood there, their professor, by successful approximation, took a week or so of them slowly torturing people they believed with actors, with electric shocks, to then say, kill them. And most people would then kill, or what they believe was murder, under peer pressure from an authority figure. That's the Milgram experiment on obedience to authority figures. And that's what this has all been about, ladies and gentlemen. And so they tell you the authority figures are all these ridiculously corrupt sports icons that are just like corrupt rock stars. To me, the rock stars that have reformed themselves and been leaders in their communities and stood up for American freedom are heroes. Not just because somebody's got $100 million and a hot girlfriend and uses a bunch of drugs. That's not a role model. And I know we know this, but why is it being force-fed? I remember reading 20-something years ago in different publications that were a little bit more brainy that the CIA by the 50s had put out a worldwide program to put out ugly art to discredit beautiful art because they wanted to destroy the discrimination factors in the brain between what is good and what is bad. They wanted us rudderless. Then there's the Stanford prison experiment. Yes, both of them basically did the same thing. And once they've got you rudderless, it's all over. Just last year, they came out with a headline, CIA funded ugly and deviant art. See, now they're telling the whole public. I shot a video earlier on Facebook Mentions, and it's something I talked about last week several times. And sure enough, I've gotten emails. I've seen comments. When this is a YouTube video tomorrow, you will see comments beneath us saying it's not true. It doesn't matter I'm holding up MIT Technology Review. It doesn't matter you can go to their website and read human-animal chimeras are gestating on U.S. research farms. A radical new approach to generating human organs is to grow them inside pigs or sheep, also cows. They grow a larger humanoid up inside the animal than harvested. I was telling you about this 20 years ago, but again, the point is, even today, the public can't admit this is happening. And through this story, you understand everything. Is the mark of the beast real? We'll get into that, too.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly. Significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to start getting into the news right now. Then we'll open the phones up on this live Sunday broadcast. But I, earlier, I'm very proud of the fact, said that the wrong playoff was coming up. That playoff had already happened because I don't watch it. I don't pay attention to it. I instead had a Bible study with my children today. And I'm going to talk some about that in the second hour today. Is the mark of the beast real? And the answer is, yes, it is real. And the answer is, we're going to end up living under it, and no one is going to be raptured out of it. Now, when I say that, many of my Christian listeners and viewers get extremely angry and say that I'm basically bad, they're going to stop listening to me. That means you're in a cult. If someone disagrees with you about something in the Bible, and it's not the deity of Jesus Christ or the Trinity, then you've got a problem and have become a Pharisee. And the reason we have tens of thousands of different denominations in this world is because everyone's infighting with each other, claiming they know the way and they have the answers. If you want to believe in a rapture, that is your business, and I'm not judging you for it. And I don't think you're of the devil. You have been grievously deceived. Now, I could go to the Bible and show people this all day long, but I'm going to talk about it the next hour. But folks really should use their heads in all of this and just ask yourselves, did John the Baptist get raptured out? Did Jesus get raptured out? Did the disciples, almost all of them who were killed, did they get raptured out? Did the folks in the fiery furnace get raptured out? Did George Washington get raptured out when he prayed to God for providence to defeat the British Empire that no one else had defeated? And the answer is, God would protect his people many times at a point, and providence was clear, but you have to go through the fire first. You have to be willing to be put to the sword until God acts. And in many cases, like the Christians in the Colosseum, God doesn't take action because it's part of the plan that they be martyrs to spread the faith. But how do you get a billion Christians to lay down and to not be involved and let the devil take over the world? How do you do that? Well, you tell them they're not going to have to face judgment. They're not going to have to face crises and evil on this planet, that they should just lay down to everything. And you teach them Romans 13 out of context. So that they submit. And I want to be clear to the atheist listeners, the agnostic listeners, and a lot of other people who I don't hate, who I respect. I understand why you reject religion and Christianity, because it has become nothing but temples to men and twisted garbage. Christ himself beat the money changers, the religious controllers, who were there just collecting money from the people. and manipulating. But the deeper you get into research into the globalist operations, the more you realize that there is a major dominant spiritual element to all of this. And whether you believe there is another dimension to the universe, whether you believe that there are spiritual dimensions to the universe, whether you believe that there's anything going on in the world around you that you can't see, the elites are into the occult, which just means hidden. They are very into the esoteric. They are obsessed with it, and none of them that I've met are atheists. That is a modern pseudoscientific mindset or group or cult that is very closed-minded about a lot of things. Mathematics has shown other dimensions. Mathematics has proven much of what's in the Bible. And the Bible so accurately predicts technological developments that we're now seeing today. So whether you believe in the mark of the beast or not, a cashless society is coming. A cashless society is going to have hellish ramifications for everyone, and we won't be able to probably stop it, but we have a responsibility to resist it and hold it back as long as possible so that when it comes into fruition, it's used by God to wake up a lot of people to not go along with it and to then defeat it quicker. And even if you're not religious or not a Christian, or not, you should be against the cashless society. So I'm going to talk some about that today before I get into the Mark of the Beast so that we can really discuss how it's being used. I mean, here's an example. Well, I'll just do it when we get to that point. But there are major companies in Europe making people take microchips to work there. There are people now flying through the airport, checkpoints with their microchips. It's all being sold. It's all being massaged. I remember reading in WashTech, it was a technical publication, the Washington Post, in like 1999. They were talking to the Defense Department and others, and they said, yeah, we're working with the media for the future trends to promote body modification to prepare the public to take implantable chips for commerce. That's our final goal. And there's all these great things that brain chips and chips in the eyes can do, wonderful things that I would want myself or my family. I'm just saying you got to ask what the givers are Trojan horsing into all this and understand everything that we've been technologically given by the establishment that they've allowed to become standardized has been turned around and used as a tool to dumb us down. Steve Jobs would not let his children have an iPad. All the Apple execs say no. It destroys cognitive ability. It brain damages them. Just type in screen time causes brain damage. Screen time lowers cognitive ability. I mean, you'll get mainstream news. They're not even hiding it from you. It's just like a drug insert tells you, you know, kill you. They're like, oh, here's your drug. By the way, read the insert. That's all I'm saying is there's a master plan admitted to against humanity that is extremely destructive. Okay, I'm going to get into all that in the second hour and open the phones up. When I come back, we're going to get into CIA spokesman slams 13 hours as distortion of Benghazi events. So I want to say good for the film, admitting there was a stand down. That's a big deal. We've also got the latest on the economy, which is so important, the latest on the Iran sanction deal and the captives being returned and more. Stay with us.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying five, six, or even seven different cleansing products. We use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to go ahead and open the phones up for the next hour. You'll be on hold for a while. You want to start calling in or getting ready specifically on the Mark of the Beast, Revelations, the rapture. Do you believe in a pre, mid, or post rapture? And whether you believe in God or not, whether you believe in Christianity or not, whether you believe in the Bible or not, this is what supposedly over a billion people believe in the world. And what's described in the Bible, a cashless society, is basically almost here. And it does make us incredibly dependent. It does allow control over the economy. It does allow major financial institutions to rig the stock market. That's admitted. And for Google to even predict the future by tracking millions of different human actions every hour. by the way, print me some articles about that. I just want to show folks. Google intended to be artificially intelligent. That's Wired Magazine last year. The articles about Google can predict the future, just so I can show people, because I want to do a report next hour on this, and folks will be watching, folks will be listening. I want to source all this because, again, the general public, technologically in their understanding, is about 40 years behind. So people need to understand what this is all really about. While they're busy watching the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Denver Broncos, who I guess are playing right now, or they were busy watching the other pointless game, the Carolina Panthers and the Seattle Seahawks, you know, things like that, the real world's going on. Now, there's a lot of propaganda in entertainment. And so we analyze entertainment. And one of the things I want to get into first before I hit the economy, because it all ties together, is Michael Bay's 13 Hours. I got a call from the Daily Beast wanting me to do a review of it. I got a call from the Huffington Post, who's called me before wanting me to do a movie review, so I just said I don't have time to write it. Then another reporter called up and said, well, just talk to me, and we want your review. And it's not like I'm some big shot. It's just that that's not what I do. And I said, I haven't seen it yet. And then they called me back a day later, have you seen it yet? And I said, no. But Tim Kennedy, my friend, and Shane Steiner, my friend, they went and saw it the other day, and they said it was a really good movie and pretty accurate from what Kennedy knows. And, of course, he's a Green Beret, what is it, Master Sergeant or whatever it is. Done a lot of combat, done a lot of stuff clandestinely that's pretty famous if folks knew. It's kind of an oxymoron. Pretty famous if folks knew, but taking out some really high-level people. His fellow Austinite. But then I went ahead today and I said, okay, that's it. I'm going to go read the full spoiler because I was intending to go see it, but I've been so busy. And I generally only go see a movie if there is some political angle so I can cover it. I mean, I'm that serious. Because the real world is so much more interesting than some movie. So I read the 15-page spoiler, and I'd say it's about 85% accurate. And that's saying a lot. You know, I've been somewhat critical of Michael Bay, the director, but I guess he just makes super hits to be able to then be so successful he can make good movies. But they do talk about it being a direct stand down from the CIA and the State Department to the CIA security people who were former Navy SEALs. And, of course, we know there was a stand down. A, we've talked to insiders, but more importantly, Benghazi was about an hour and a half away or less from giant U.S. bases, response bases, in southern Italy. And it was only 20 minutes away from naval ships with fighter bombers on board. And they had response forces nearby as well. They ordered a stand down. The word went out. And a bunch of the people started evacuating hours and hours before. But they don't sit there while a firefight's going on. The whole thing took 13 hours. Well, the movie's called 13 Hours. But we've been covering it from the cutting edge, from Colonel Schaefer and whistleblowers and CIA whistleblowers, Tosh Plumlee and others, from the first week of it happening. We told you it was about the arms in those warehouses. Al-Qaeda wanted it. Al-Qaeda was running security in Benghazi, the ally of Hillary and Obama, to launch the war against Gaddafi. Then they used them against Egypt, Syria. Remember we told you about this 4 or 5 years ago? Now it's mainstream news. You know, Trump gets up and says, Hillary and Obama created ISIS. Yes, and Al-Qaeda created them. So our government backed Al-Qaeda, al-Nusra in a takeover of a bunch of countries. You can read our articles going back to the year it happened, 2013. There it is on headline. Confirmed, Benghazi was cover-up of arms transfer to Al-Qaeda. And then we even give you the whistleblowers with their names. And then the State Department and the Justice Department called up Schaefer, called up Plumlee, called up others and said, well, I can't tell you what Schaefer told me, but the point is that they threatened to arrest Plumlee. And a bunch of other whistleblowers. So I'm not tooting our horn, but we brought you all the intel on exactly how it all unfolded. We told you it was weapons deals out of the State Department that Congress or the Pentagon wouldn't approve through Hillary for money to her foundation. We told you that 3 years ago before the Clinton Foundation was even discussed. Gee, how do you think it got into certain channels to become an issue? We detonated the detonator. We don't get the credit, which is fine. And then now it's all over there. It's kind of like we had Tim Kennedy on Wednesday about the Al-Qaeda being in Texas trying to come kill him at his house and the FBI. What was on Fox Friday and yesterday? What was on CNN? Tim Kennedy. Again, breaking the news, breaking the news, breaking the news. We told you 2 years ago with video, with the emergency manager in South Texas admitting they're ordered to bring the illegals in, let them on buses, give them vouchers to release them without ID anywhere they want in the U.S. New York Times, 6 months later, had to admit it. And, of course, nobody in our office thought it was a big story when we did it Wednesday. I'm not mad. So yesterday I had the guys posted to Infowars.com, and it was national news. So you can see the video posted since yesterday, but it was live on Wednesday. And Thursday we also talked to him. But the point is that we know what we're talking about. And I don't want to sit up here and toot our horn. It's just people need to listen to us. Now, an unnamed CIA person, wow, that's a big deal. The CIA, how glitzy. I mean, millions of people work for the CIA. Hundreds of thousands of operatives. It's like a giant cancer. CIA spokesman slams 13 hours as distortion of Benghazi events. Gives no proof, has no name, goes by Bob. Bob the BS artist, and says there was no stand down. The stand down is admitted. The stand down has come out. Everybody knows there was a stand down. Can you imagine when a State Department mission, a safe house, has the ambassador for 8 hours on the radio and the sat phone saying, help us, and no one comes, and then six guys down the road refuse to follow the stand down order and go down there and light them up? And then they put out this info in the Pentagon going, well, Ambassador Stevens was gay. I remember hearing this a weekend to it, and I've had high-level people go, well, isn't this the story, Alex? Ambassador Stevens was gay, and Ambassador Stevens had done local things. That's another fake story, like this guy insulting the Prophet Muhammad with this trailer for his movie. That's admittedly not why they riot. Well, then they said it was because he did things locally with younger people, and then no proof, no evidence, and I've talked to folks. That had nothing to do with it. You think a group of Al-Qaeda running security in Benghazi, running that town as the main invasion base, Egypt wouldn't go along with it. That's one reason they were taken down a year later. Mubarak said, I'm not going along with this. Al-Qaeda admittedly rapes boys. The Quran says they can, according to their interpretation. They rape young girls. They sell them as sex slaves. You think, even if Stevens did that, which the evidence is he didn't, you think they really went and killed him over that? It's all bull. And so now they're criticizing Michael Bay. I just want to say good for him getting a lot of accurate stuff in the movie. So now I'm going to go see it because I want to reward good media that tells the truth. So there's a fight even in Hollywood, folks, to tell the truth. And it's hard to suppress the truth. We'll be back with the economy. Stay with us. Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more focused, less brain fog, more energy, and it's because of Brain Force.
There's always hidden additives in your food. Even organic food has hidden additives. Staring at the computer all day, working, doing good, you're still damaging your brain. Ultimately, we've all been dumbed down to some degree.
It doesn't have stimulants. It doesn't have garbage in it. It has natural things that do it clean.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We now take you live.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Rallying Patriots!
Rallying Patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The crew pointed out that it might be a good idea for me to give out the phone number. We're getting a bunch of calls, but we need to give the phone number out first. Open the phones up in the next hour. First-time callers today, folks. Please give others a chance. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. It's a different number on the Sunday show because we do the phones in-house here on those days. 877-789-2539. What do you think about this whole rapture situation? Is the mark of the beast real? Because obviously, it's here. I'm going to break down the type of world we're going to live in under this Antichrist system. Everything controlled, everything distorted, a false reality forced into our consciousness to deceive even the elect. That is the modern Antichrist system. And I tell you, if I was ever a Doubting Thomas in my life, which I never was, but you still academically doubt, boy, I tell you, it is bone-chilling how real all this is and how Scripture is being fulfilled. And again, if you're an atheist, you know, my point is, look at the dehumanization. Look at the genetic engineering. Look at the elites saying they're going to merge with machines and become gods. Look at humans being grown inside cows and sheep to harvest their organs. This isn't the X-Files, folks. This is the real world. And it goes on and on and on. But if it's admitted in just an MIT magazine, nobody cares. I just thought of something. have a responsibility to go to these facilities and to get answers and to just show people. It's just like Planned Parenthood infiltration. They're now suing that group that infiltrated. Planned Parenthood, by every yardstick, is committing crimes, selling the body parts. They lied to the public and said they weren't. They don't tell women they're selling the body parts. Other abortion facilities have been caught keeping babies alive for harvesting. My dad's a physician, retired, and I remember going to get my driver's license when I was 15, my hardship license, because I had a job at a small animal vet. So I got my license a year early. And he said, son, don't sign that organ donor card. And my dad was the type of guy that said, you know, HIV is a bioweapon. It only really affects Africans. It's very hard for a white person to get it. The T lymphocytes get killed by heavy metals and bad processed drugs. Only drug addicts that are Caucasian can get it with rundown immune systems. It's a bioweapon, race specific. And then later that all came out. That's how smart my dad is. I wouldn't call him a quote conspiracy theorist because nobody in the house thought that. You know, it was just he knew what he was talking about. And, you know, he did the dental work on the deputy director of the CIA and stuff like that. So, you know, people listened to him. But I just took it like it was just dad sitting there at the dinner table talking. But when he said, don't do that, a lot of times they won't give you treatment and they'll actually kill you at the hospital for your organs. And I said, what is your proof? And he said, I'm not going to tell you. But he said, let's just say I work in hospitals rewiring jaws of people that are in auto accidents, especially when it's my patients, because they call me up at 2 a.m. And back then, he was like Superman. He would just get up constantly, middle of the night, go, you know, rewire people's jaws and stuff if they were his patients at the hospital. He was an oral surgeon, too. And then I remember, like, 6-7 years later at my grandparents' house, my grandfather in Austin, we moved to Austin by then, liked to watch 60 Minutes before dinner every Sunday, religiously. And they had a whole show about Chicago and Dallas, Texas, killing people for their organs. And they mentioned a couple hospitals in Dallas, a couple hospitals in Chicago. And it's come out other hospitals in Austin taking organs and killing people and taking their corneas and then they're not really dead and stuff like that. It's just something like this. Human animal chimeras are gestating on research farms. And I've got hundreds of articles here. I could spend all day on these. It's not like I keep going back to this 4 or 5 times this last week because I don't have material. This is a big whitewash article where it calls it tissue. No, they're growing embryonic babies that they create, embryos in test tubes, and then they implant them in the cows and in the sheep and in the pigs because they can't get women to do it. And Lord knows they've done it with women, too. That's the word. But they want them in cows because they can grow them up bigger and get larger organs. 30 years ago. 20 years ago, I was reporting on this out of white papers, and it was 10 years old then. That's when they admitted it. And look, I know I keep belaboring, but this is the point I'm getting out of the story I've told probably 50 times. Of about 14 years ago, I went in to pick up a pizza at a pizza place, and this guy goes, I used to be a listener to you until you lied and said there's sheep and goats that are part spider and that they create body armor in their milk. And I said, okay, well, believe whatever you want, sir. And he poked me in my back and said, no, you're a liar. And I turned around and I said, so you went to college, didn't you? He's like, yeah, I did. I went, when'd you go? I went to UT in the 70s. And I took biology. They don't have stuff like that. And I just said, you better get out of my face. And that's what I deal with, folks. I'm covering stuff that's spider goats are at least 25 years old. They've been in tens of thousands of publications. They've been in hundreds of publications at that time. I have the CEO on my show running a Department of Defense program with the goats. The month before, that guy said I was a liar. But see, that's what I can't deal with. The Emergency Centers Establishment Act the civilian inmate labor camp program, the all of this is admitted. FEMA camps are admitted. It's all admitted in the Army Times. They're preparing them for political dissenters. But they just sit up there and say, crazy people think this is all happening. Folks, let's get into the economy right now. I'm not trying to scare people. I'm going over facts to hope to get people to realize it's like if there's a big wildfire coming through the forest and your town's a mile away, the fire department starts driving through on loudspeakers saying, get out of your house, evacuate. They got auto dialer systems from local governments that call you and say, a flood's coming, a fire's coming. They have announcements that a hurricane's coming, expected to have, 10 feet of water come over your town. That's not fear-mongering when I'm sitting here saying crazy stuff's going on. And the genetic engineers I've interviewed, top people, some of them ran giant programs, are saying it's giving rise to superbacteria and superviruses and zoological crossovers of diseases humans couldn't get, we're now getting because of things like this. I mean, Department of Defense stuff at Plum Island gave us Lyme's disease that is basically weaponized tick-borne syphilis. Didn't exist until it got loose in the 60s. That's admitted. I mean, that's an example of what low-tech is doing to us. Now, before I go any further, again, we were telling people 2 years ago that Walmarts were closing because the economy was stalling. That's a canary in the coal mine, in the coal mine of retail sales. The government spun it that we were saying they were martial law bases. We never said that. And then gullible people repeated it, and then that's how they try to discredit us. Well, now they've closed 269 stores globally, 140-something domestically, and even more are coming after that. And other retail stores are closing all over the country, and retail sales and everything else are in the toilet, and Obama gets up on TV and says everything's fine, everything's wonderful. Everything's not fine, everything's not wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on air 21 years, and it always in the past, when audience level went up, profits went up to fund the operation. Our audience has basically doubled the last 6 months. Fastest growth rate ever. We got so many listeners it makes my head spin, and profits are flat to be able to even fund the operation. That's why we know this is serious. I'm going to cover it more in the next hour. It's not doom and gloom. It's facts. We're going to get into the latest numbers. Royal Bank of Scotland saying sell everything. But please purchase high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com to help fund this operation during these dark times. Our voice is needed more than ever. 6 months free ends tomorrow on InfoWars Nightly News. Sign up for a year. Get 6 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv and 30 to 40% off at InfoWarsSelect.com on the amazing high-quality storable foods. That ends tomorrow morning. We've extended it through Monday. It's over tomorrow. InfoWarsStore.com. We're a lighthouse in a storm. We need your prayers and support now more than ever, and thank you.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.